A new secure ROM exploit and the crumbling logic of coordinated disclosure. Two security stories landed on Hacker News Wednesday that, read together, sketch an uncomfortable picture of where vulnerability research is heading. The first is USBLITR 8, a newly released exploit targeting the secure ROM of Apple's A12 and A13 chips, the silicon at the heart of iPhone XS, XR, 11, and 11 Pro models. Secure ROM is the first code that executes at boot, burned into read-only memory and serving as the root of Apple's entire hardware security architecture. A compromise at that layer persists across software updates and cannot be patched without physical hardware replacement. The exploit follows in the lineage of CheckM8, which targeted older A5 through A11 chips and underpinned years of jailbreak activity. The second story is an essay by cryptographer Filippo Valsorda titled "Vulnerability Reports Are Not Special Anymore," which argues that the coordinated disclosure framework painstakingly constructed over decades is under structural stress. His core claim, that framework assumed exploits were rare and researchers were mostly hobbyists operating on timescales that allowed for vendor notification windows and orderly patch deployment. The current landscape, where professional security firms, government agencies, and criminal organizations run parallel research operations, and where AI-assisted discovery is accelerating the pace of vulnerability identification, makes the notion of a single coordinated disclosure timeline increasingly fictional. The governance implications extend internationally. Frameworks like the Wassenaar Arrangement have attempted to treat exploit code as dual-use technology subject to export controls. The public availability of USBLITR 8 on a GitLab page illustrates how effectively those controls can contain information once it exists and is released. For vendors, the business consequence is straightforward. Strategies that relied on slow-walking patches or disputing severity ratings to buy time are becoming untenable as the gap between discovery and public exploitation compresses. Faster patch cycles and more transparent security communication are likely to become competitive necessities, regardless of corporate preference.